But then there is another reason why Jesus stayed up in Galilee. We find that in John chapter 7. In John chapter 7, I believe it's verse 1, Jesus stayed in Galilee because he did not want to walk in Judea. Judea is in the Jerusalem area. And we're even told why. Because the Jews sought to kill him. So Jesus stayed in Galilee for just as long as he possibly could. But then we read in that same chapter, verse 10, it was finally time for him to go to Jerusalem. We read in verse 14 that he stays there for a while in secret. And then he makes himself known in the temple. And he begins to preach and teach. And Jesus knew it was not going to go good for him. And we knew it was not going to go good for him. There were some who defended Jesus, and God blessed them for that. But there were others that made, the Bible says, lying accusations. They questioned him. They accused him. They questioned him some more. But you know, in reality, this was probably part of God's plan because Jesus was the talk of the town. So Jesus got to preach and teach openly and probably reach some listeners' ears that he would not have been able to reach otherwise. So he stays in Galilee. He comes to Jerusalem. He begins to preach and teach. And with that, we want to introduce our text. John chapter 7, verse 37. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." Now, brethren, seldom do I ever get scientific. It's not in my repertoire. But I want to get real scientific for a moment. I want to tell you what I found on the internet, and therefore we can believe it. What I found on the internet determining thirst. Physical thirst. Physical thirst is something we experience when the pituitary gland secretes two hormones into the body. One causes a physical reaction in the kidneys. The other causes a more complicated activity in the hypothalamus to send signals to the salivary glands to reduce secretion. There you go. That's what thirst is. I always thought it was just a dry mouth. But come to find out, it's much more complex than that. But Jesus was not talking about physical thirst. He was talking about spiritual thirst. The same kind of thirst he was talking about in the Sermon on the Mount when he said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." The same kind of thirst he was talking about to the woman at the Samaritan well when he says, "Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give will never thirst again." Now, brethren, I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but thirst is a very, very powerful teaching tool. We know what dehydration can do to our physical body. We need to replace that nourishment. We need to replace that moisture. We know what thirst is, but in a spiritual sense, we learn that spiritual dehydration also needs to be addressed. And that's what Jesus was talking about. If you are spiritually thirsty, come to me and I'll give you refreshment. You know, we're familiar with that. We sing a song about that, Psalm 42, 1 and 2, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God." Also, Psalm 143, 6, "I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like in a thirsty land." Brethren, that's the thirst Jesus is talking about. That's the thirst we're talking about today. That's the thirst that we have to capture. We must thirst for and long for the spiritual refreshing that only God can give. Now back to our text. Jesus cries out, "If anyone thirsts, if anyone is thirsty, come to me and drink." Now the text took place on the last day of the great feast. This particular feast was the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Booths, sometimes we refer to it. And you know, we Americans, we like to celebrate holidays, and the Jews like to celebrate holidays. They call them feast days. We have Christmas and Easter and the 4th of July and Groundhog's Day and Be Kind to a Donut Day. We have a holiday for almost anything and everything. But so did the Jews. But they wrapped up their feasts around three great times: Pentecost, Passover, and the Feast of Booths, or the Feast of Tabernacles. The text takes place during the Feast of Tabernacles. And I researched a little bit of history. I found this very, very interesting. During the Feast of Tabernacles, the high priest will take a jar, a pitcher, from the tabernacle, and he will go to the Pool of Siloam. We've heard of that before. He'll go to the Pool of Siloam. He'll dip water out of the Pool of Siloam. He'll go and pour it on the altar of sacrifice. And as soon as he does that, some of the Levites will blow trumpets, and all of the people will say, "With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation." That's Isaiah 12 and verse 3. And then they will start that celebration. That starts it, and it continues and continues and continues. Now we're on the last day of that continuation of feast, that continuation of celebration. It is in this time frame. The feast is almost over. Jesus says, if anyone thirsts, if they're thirsty, come to me and drink. In other words, the feast is almost over. Then what are you going to do? After today, you're going to go about your daily lives. Then what are you going to do? All of this time of celebration and refreshment is just about gone. When it's gone, what are you going to do? When you get thirsty again, what are you going to do? Jesus says, here is my suggestion. Come to me and drink. Now, let's go back to John chapter 4. John chapter 4, Jesus is going from Judea to Galilee. He passes through Samaria. He stops at Jacob's well and speaks to a Samaritan woman. We know that story. I hope we know that story very well. He asks her for a drink. She says, you don't have anything to draw with. And he tells her about everlasting water, living water. And he says, if you drink of the water that I will give you, you will never thirst again. Now, if you just continue drinking the water from Jacob's well, you're going to get thirsty day after day. So he's drawing a difference between physical water and spiritual water. Now, brethren, this is going to sound judgmental, and I guess I intend for it to sound judgmental. If we read about the Jews of the Old Testament and these feast days, and then we read about the Jews in the New Testament, how they observed these feast days, it seems that they felt they only needed to be religious during those times of feast. They could do anything they wanted to as long as they observed those times of feast. Well, brethren, following Christ is different than Judaism. Following Christ is 24/7, 365. Don't add it up. It's not a mathematical formula. Following Christ is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Or let me change that. It's supposed to be that much. There seems to be a prevailing thought that, well, as long as, and this is going to sound out mean, I don't mean it to sound mean. But there seems to be a thought, well, as long as I make worship ever so often, you know, Sunday, most Sundays. And then there are others that say, well, no, I need to come back on Sunday night. Even others come back on Wednesday night. But brethren, it's not, Christianity is not Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. It's every morning, every afternoon, every evening, And every night, water from Jacob's well was the wrong water. Water from the pool of Siloam was the wrong water. Jesus gives living water. Brethren, that is for what we should be thirsty. Now, let's make some application and we will begin to draw our lesson to a close. Jesus says, if anyone thirsts, he could have said that differently. He could have said, if anyone wants God, come to me. Or he could have said, if anyone wants a relationship with God, come to me. Or he could have said, if anyone wants to seek God, come to me. Or if you want a spiritual life, come to me. He could have said anything. But he's talking here in a way that the people might relate. Physical thirst is reminding them of the spiritual thirst of which he speaks. If you are physically thirsty, get a drink. If you are spiritually thirsty, Jesus says, come to me. And the big problem we see in the world, and there are a lot of big problems that we see in the world. Big problem we see in the world is people just aren't thirsty for God anymore. They used to be, they're just not thirsty for God anymore. You know, there's an old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. That's true. What you need to do is, before you get into the water, make him thirsty, and then he'll drink. So that's really another way of stating the commission that Jesus has given us. We need to go into all the world and make people thirsty. Thirsty for the living water of Jesus. And continue to do that. Make them thirsty and see a need to cry out, as did David in Psalm 63:1. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you as in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. We need to convince the world their need to cry out also, as David did in Psalm 143:6. My soul longs for you as in a thirsty land. They will never find the spiritual refreshment they need, they long for, until they come to Jesus. And brethren, our application is neither will we. We will never have our spiritual thirst satisfied until we come to Jesus. A verse we mentioned in Bible class today, I don't have a slide for it, where Jesus says, and I'm going to paraphrase, I want you to come to me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, Jesus says, I will give you rest. Paul is quoting deity when he says, come ye out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. That's what the Lord wants. And Jesus said it this way, if you're thirsty, come to me and drink. Now, brethren, I believe this lesson will stand on its own, but I have a few more points I would like to make and a few more scriptures I would like to read. I hope everyone who possibly can will be back at the 6 o'clock hour when we will conclude this lesson. But I want to ask you this morning, do you have the spiritual thirst that Jesus requires? Are you thirsty? We made mention of the fact that with physical thirst, we need to replenish that thirst from time to time. We need to drink water from time to time or we'll get thirsty again. So is also the case spiritually speaking. We have to refresh ourselves day after day after day after day with the living water that only Jesus can give. That's what he said in the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. If you need to today, I encourage you to come to Jesus. The song is number 936. If you need to, won't you come now as we stand together and sing?